It's time for our Tibbetts Talk. Lots going on at the Tibbetts. Obviously, the biggest thing coming up for the whole staff and everybody else, the 43rd annual auction, which is coming up that first week of November. Actually, kicks off November 1st, runs through the 5th. But this weekend, Frankenstein on stage with Branch County Community Theater. And then right after that, getting ready for a bunch of Christmas things. In the studio with us, Operations Director Stephanie Burdick, as we get ready for those holiday things coming up. And that's a lot of fun to have a full schedule in the month of December, isn't it?
It is. It is. I know that people are really busy during Christmas time, but everyone is looking for something to do with their family. It's a time to get together, to enjoy that time together. And so we have a variety of different entertainment options available. Everything from concerts to classic films to family films. And it's just going to be a really great time.
Yeah, I know you were looking forward to trying to put together your own production during that time period. That didn't work out. So this is kind of the next best thing. As you kick it off with a favorite, and they hadn't been here in a while when they were here,
back in April.
Three Men and a Tenor, but they also have a fantastic Christmas show they're bringing back.
They do, and the funny thing about this is they were trying to plug the Christmas show from stage, and we actually had people in the audience that thought they were already booked for the holiday show, so the next day we were getting phone calls at the office, and we're like, no, not quite yet, but we were able to book them, and they will be coming on December 10th at 7 o'clock, so that's a Saturday night, and they have some of their own original music as well as regular, you know, feel good Christmas favorites, and so that's perfect for audiences of all ages.
Yeah, and they're just a fun, they know how to create a show atmosphere. It's not
they
just
do.
Not just the singing.
They're hilarious. I love them.
Yeah, so that'll be on then coming up on the 10th of December, and then another little twist here, a Celtic Christmas coming.
Yeah, so this band, the founding was here, I think, back in 2018, and I believe they're from the Kalamazoo area, so it's a regional band. They are really amazing. They are multi-instrumentalists, so you will see things that you might not have seen before, and so they do a mix of traditional and original Christmas tunes as well as those Celtic tunes, so that's going to be a really interesting and fabulous concert as well.
That's going to be a Friday night the 16th, right?
Yes, I'm really looking forward to that one as well.
Yeah, and then salted in there a number of movies over the Christmas period too.
That's right. Everyone loves It's a Wonderful Life, right? I think that's one of Chris's favorites.
Well, that and Miracle on 34th Street, probably the number one and or two movies,
yeah.
Christmas movies, right?
That's true. And we haven't done this one for a few years.
Die Hard is not in there.
Well, that's not on our list of offerings year. It was a few years ago, but so we're going to start off with the film version of It's a Wonderful Life, and that'll be on Sunday, December 4th. That's at 4 o'clock, so you can get done with your church services. You can, you know, have a little lunch, and then you can head down to the theater. So that's the first one that we're doing, and of course, that one needs no introduction because everyone knows what It's a Wonderful Life is about. The next one that we have actually is a filmed version of The Nutcracker. And so it's a stage production by the Australian Ballet Company. And so it's actually like you were on stage watching it. So it's a film production. I know a lot of things on Netflix now come out where they're actually filming the productions and things like that. So it'll be like that.
On the big screen. So
on
it's
going to
be right
screen.
There in front of you. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. And that one's on Sunday, December 11th at 4 o'clock. And then the last one we have isn't so much a Christmas movie, but it's definitely fun for the whole family. Do you want to do a little skit from it? I'm sure you know
Well, there's a bunch of, off the top of my head.
Right? Yeah. So the Princess Bride is going to
come. Why are you wearing a mask?
Yep. The Princess Bride will be next on Saturday, December 17th, and that's also at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, that's just a fun movie. And actually, so our son now and his fiancée have a puppy now, and they've named him Wesley.
I heard that.
Yes.
Do they say, Wesley, my dear sweet Wesley?
Maybe, I don't know, probably. So, yeah, they're big into Princess Bride, too. So, yeah, they might make a trip back from Chicago just for that. I'd like to see it on the big screen.
Nice. Well, they have to come for Christmas time, and that's getting closer there on the 17th.
Yeah.
So.
And again, it's not a holiday movie. It's a family favorite.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So it's a time for you to come and enjoy some time with your family. So tickets for Three Men and a Tenor and The Founding have been available to our Tibbetts members at the benefit factor level and above from last Wednesday on. And they will go available to the general public starting tomorrow.
Okay.
So Wednesday.
Check that out, Tibbetts.org. And then the full schedule for the movies will be up soon on the website. And all of that stuff is there. Plus information on the auction and everything else on the website too. So
yep, the auction right now is listed from the homepage. You can just click on a link there. And we hope to have, fingers crossed, we hope to have our auction, silent auction link available within the next day or two so people can start previewing those items. Yeah. It's a huge process getting all of the items in, getting them cataloged, photographed, descriptions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So we're working at it.
And it actually kicks off on November 1st, the actual auction itself.
Correct. Online. And then we have tiered closings. Yeah. Yep. So.
All right, Tibbetts.org, the source for all of that, and all the holiday stuff that's coming up at the entertainment series continues through the month of December. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Stephanie Burdick in the studio with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.